This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Mine is longer than yours. That's the title of a piece by Michael Kinsley in this week's New Yorker. It's about what Mike calls the last boomer game. This is the competition to see who gets a longer and healthier life.
It is also about Michael Kinsley's life with Parkinson's disease that, as he describes it, has given him an early glimpse of old age now at the age of 57. He writes, "There are far worse medical conditions than Parkinson's, and there are far worse cases of Parkinson's than mine. But what I have, at the level I have it, is an interesting foretaste of our shared future, a beginner's guide to old age."
And we begin our conversation there, old age. Mike, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex.
So it is not socially acceptable, you write, to boast about your money or your looks or your power, if you have any left, but longevity, that's okay. And there is some quality that you feel that longevity connotes virtue of some kind, although, of course, that's not necessarily the case at all.
No, some terrible people live very long lives, whereas, you know, the most noble thing that happens certainly in any mass numbers is young people dying in war.
You say this is the game that really counts, and you mean it counts for the baby boomers, and that includes you and certainly me.
Includes you, too.
Yeah. Exactly. So we are realizing our own mortality, and we are in, you say, a game. The game that really counts. See who can live the longest.
There used to be a bumper sticker, I'm sure many people remember it, that said, "He who dies with the most toys wins." But that's clearly wrong. It's he who dies with the fewest friends lives.
Because he's outlived them all.
Yes. And the proof is, all right, you know, how many months of life would you give up in order to have your 65-inch flat panel TV? The answer is none, I think.
The young people on the staff here at Day to Day, and they are all young people so far as I can see, they're so bored with boomer stories. But there will come a day for them, as it's fast coming for us, when you reach a point, and you write about this point that makes a change. You say it happens at age 63. A particular thing happens.
It's the point at which, on average, one person you know in your age group dies every year. I hasten to add, I'm a long way from 63, but as you are too. But I'm guessing that it's right. You know, at that point, when sort of you go to one funeral a year of someone in your own age group, at that point, you got to admit that you're old and you're going to die.
Many people might know that you have Parkinson's disease, which can be debilitating in various ways, but not fatal, or not for a very, very long time anyway. But it is serious. Do you wonder if you are seeing something that is more there for you than it is for others?
Well, it certainly concentrates the mind a bit. What I say in the piece is that I'm sort of an advanced scout from my generation, sort of experiencing in my 50s what everyone will experience at some point in the next 1 to 5 decades.
And it's your perception of that that works here, because I guess we're all going to come to this moment where you meet people who you haven't met before, and they see you no longer as Mike Kinsley or Alex Chadwick, but as that person who is really old or has an illness, or they don't see you as you anymore. They see you as something else.
I'm very lucky for someone with Parkinson's. I've had it for 15 years, and the symptoms are pretty mild. You know, I can go about my day reasonably normally, thanks to some great medical advances. So it's very shocking to me when somebody says, goodness, you look great. You know, and I'm thinking, what were they expecting? But what they were expecting was something, you know, much grimmer.
You write about that medication here, and you write about it as something that kind of enables you to see the life cycle. The medication is called Sinemet. It's a pill.
Right.
And here's a part of that piece about it. I take a pill and shortly feel as if I'm 20. My mood is sunny, optimistic. I move fluidly. I'm full of energy. I don't know whether to go out and run a couple of miles or finish that overdue book review. Feeling lasts for a couple of hours, and then it starts to wear off. Another half hour, maybe, I'm back where I belong, middle age. Half an hour after that, I'm feeling old, stiff, tired, and gloomy. There's the next 30, 40 years for us.
It does happen. I take that pill 4 times a day, and it lasts about 4 hours. And it's great. It's the one medicine that for Parkinson's that works.
People must have talked to you about this since it's come out, and I wonder what fellow boomers are saying to you about this observation that we're now in what you call the last boomer game.
Well, I will say this. I'm used to getting extremely hostile responses to what I write. Because I write about politics, you know, Alex, that you know, bloggers and can be vicious. And I haven't yet at least gotten a single negative reaction to this. I don't think that's necessarily because it's such a beautiful piece. I think it's more likely just that people, even bloggers, are decent people at bottom.
Even bloggers. Maybe it's just something that people don't want to talk about yet, even if boomers feel themselves in this competition. Because, you know, I have plenty of friends in this age group, and they're not really talking about longevity in the end and their own death.
Well, they're thinking about it, but, you know, what are you going to say?
Mike is founding editor of Slate.com. You can read his piece on longevity. Mine is longer than yours in this week's New Yorker. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.